From WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Terry Gross with Fresh Air. On today's Fresh Air, Encore Week continues with some of our favorite in-studio performances of the year. First, we'll hear songs by Rodgers and Hart, performed by singer Rebecca Kilgore and pianist, singer, and songwriter Dave Frischberg. It's an excerpt of our centennial tribute to Richard Rodgers. Also, Jeff Tweedy of Wilco performs an original song and a lyric by Woody Guthrie that he set to music. The latest Wilco CD is on many critics' 10 best lists. And we'll feature Richard Thompson's recent Fresh Air performance, in which he played a couple of songs from his show, A Thousand Years of Pop Music, including his version of a Britney Spears hit. And he'll sing one of his most popular originals. That's all coming up on Fresh Air. First, the news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corey Flintoff. President Bush said today he believes that North Korea's attempts to strengthen its nuclear arsenal can be dealt with diplomatically and will not require military action. At the same time, he said Iraq continues to pose a serious threat to the security of the United States. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Speaking to reporters near his ranch in Crawford, Texas, the president said the United States is working with its allies in the region to try to persuade North Korea to end its nuclear program.
I believe this can be done peacefully through diplomacy, and we will continue to work that way. All options, of course, are always on the table for any president, but by working with these countries, we can resolve this.
On the other hand, he said, Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein does not appear to have gotten the message that he needs to disarm as well. President Bush called Saddam's initial report on the status of his arms program disappointing. He said he hopes differences with Iraq can be resolved peacefully, but added that he'll do what he has to do to protect the nation. The president said an Iraqi attack against the United States would cripple the U.S. economy. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
A big health care company has posted a $100,000 reward for help in catching the thief who took a 500,000 computerized medical records. The records come from military personnel and their families in 16 western and midwestern states. TriWest Healthcare Alliance says the records were on computer hard drives that were recently stolen from the company's headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona. The records include names, addresses, social security numbers, medical histories, and other private information. The Federal Trade Commission says misuse of the information could amount to the biggest case of identity theft in U.S. history. Tens of thousands of Palestinians rallied today in Gaza and the West Bank to mark the anniversary of the 1965 founding of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. Arafat welcomed the international call for a ceasefire but suggested no moves to enact one. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Arafat addressed the rally from his battered compound in Ramallah. He repeated his prediction that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon would use an American-led war against Iraq as an excuse to carry out harsh military measures against Palestinians. Arafat said he welcomed the call by the quartet, the U.S., UN, European Union, and Russia, for a ceasefire on both sides, and he restated his opposition to attacks against Israeli civilians. But he said nothing about the specific steps Palestinians would have to carry out to achieve a ceasefire. In Israel, Prime Minister Sharon fired a deputy cabinet minister who refused to answer police questions about alleged corruption in the recent Likud party elections. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
In stocks today, the Dow gained 9 points to close at 8,341. The Nasdaq lost 4 to close at 1,335. The S&P 500 gained a fraction. This is NPR News. Heavy rain drenched a part of the South today, bringing tornadoes and hail. The storms blamed for at least one death in Louisiana, where a man was killed when a tree fell on his pickup truck. The storm knocked out power for thousands of people in southern Alabama. The first senior Russian military officer to be charged with committing an atrocity against civilians during the war in Chechnya has been declared mentally ill. The case had been seen as a test of the Russian government's willingness to crack down on human rights abuses by its troops in Chechnya. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Colonel Yuri Budanov could have faced a sentence of up to 20 years in prison for the murder of an 18-year-old Chechen woman. He'd also been accused of sexually abusing the woman. But a court in the southern Russian city of Rostov declared Budanov mentally ill at the time of the killing. That means Budanov will not face jail time. He was ordered to undergo treatment at a psychiatric hospital. Human rights groups are condemning the decision as proof that the government is unwilling to prosecute Russian troops for atrocities in Chechnya. Watchdog organizations say soldiers have executed and tortured hundreds, if not thousands, of civilians during the war and frequently engaged in looting. Chechen rebel fighters have also been condemned for terrorist attacks, which often kill civilians. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.
Emergency officials in the Philippines say a New Year's Eve bombing has killed at least 6 people and injured more than 30 others. The chief police inspector says the explosion came as people were celebrating the New Year in a town on the southern part of Mindanao Island. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The bombing came as police beefed up security against possible terrorism. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, supporting families and neighborhoods by funding initiatives aimed at helping disadvantaged children. On the web at aecf.org.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. It's Encore Week, featuring our favorite music interviews from 2002. Today we feature in-studio performances. This year marked the centennial of Richard Rodgers' birth. By the time he died in 1979, he had become perhaps the most prolific and influential American theater composer. His songs have had long lives outside the theater, performed by jazz musicians as well as pop, rock, and opera singers. We celebrated Rodgers' centennial with a concert performed by singer Rebecca Kilgore and pianist, singer, and songwriter Dave Frischberg. They've each recorded many CDs, and they've made a few together. Their latest album of duets is called The Starlit Hour. We're going to hear the first part of their tribute, which featured songs that Rodgers wrote with the first of his two long-term collaborators, lyricist Larry Hart. Rodgers and Hart worked together from 1919 to 1942 and wrote such gems as Manhattan, Where or When, My Funny Valentine, and This Can't Be Love. Here's Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg, recorded last spring. Rebecca Kilgore, Dave Frischberg, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Hi, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Let's start with a Richard Rodgers song, his first song that made it to Broadway. Do you want to introduce it, Becky?
This is a song called Any Old Place With You. It's from a 1919 Broadway musical comedy called A Lonely Romeo. There is a railroad around Lover's Lane, and the conductor is you. My heart goes faster than any old train, right on schedule too. All is ready for our honeymoon. I've a route in view. Our express leaves morning, night, and noon. Travel with me, please do. We'll melt in Syria, freeze in Siberia, negligee in Timbuktu. In dreamy Portugal, I'm gonna Portugal. Ancient Rome we'll paint anew. Life would be cheerier on Lake Superior. Oh, for far Peru. I'll go to hell for ya, or Philadelphia, any old place with you.
Not bad for a 17-year-old or 16-year-old. That's about how old Richard Rodgers was when he wrote it. Well, we just heard one of the early, more obscure Richard Rodgers songs. Let's go to one of the best-known ones that he wrote not too long after. This was from 1925. I think it's one of the songs that put Rodgers and Hart on the map.
Right. I read that it was supposed to be in a show that was going to run 2 to 3 performances, and it ended up running over 100.
You think the song is one of the reasons why?
I think so, yes.
Everyone's going to recognize it.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fare.
I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. on old Delancey Street, you know.
The subway charms us so.
When balmy breezes blow
to and fro.
And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by.
The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy.
We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Greenwich, where modern men itch to be free. And Bowling Green, you'll see with me.
We'll bathe at Brighton, the fish you'll frighten when you're in your bathing suit so thin. We'll make the shellfish grin, fin to fin.
A short vacation on Inspiration Point we'll spend. And in the station house we'll end.
But civic virtue cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Oh, that's great. That's Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg. Dave, I'm wondering if, having played Richard Rodgers tunes back-to-back for this show, if you've been noticing any things in Rodgers' music that you maybe hadn't noticed before.
Yeah, one thing is evident to me, and that is when he wrote with heart, it seemed that these were songs that were really fodder for jazz musicians. Jazz musicians could mess around with them and change them around, and they were very... He harmonized the songs sometimes in an ambiguous way so that jazz musicians could play with this stuff. When he began to write with Hammerstein, his music changed in a way that it was tough for a jazz musician to monkey around with what he had done. You had to write it, you had to sing it and play it the way he wrote it, otherwise it didn't sound right.
Give us an example of a, well, here, of a Rodgers and Hart song.
Well, a Rodgers and Hart song, for instance, that would illustrate ambiguity of, you know, the ambiguity of the way he harmonized. You know, it's Ship Without a Sail. That's the melody he wrote, and he, I think this is the way he harmonized it on the sheet music. But, and here's another way I've heard people harmonize, and it sounds just as good, I think. The F sharp in there, you know. And there's another way you can do it too. You can start with a different chord. And they all sound right to me. That's a characteristic that's maybe Rodgers-like. Harold, you can't do that with a Harold Arlen song, for instance.
Well, why don't you play that whole song? It's a beautiful song.
A
Ship Without a Sail. It's from 1929.
Yeah, I like this song. All alone, all at sea. Why does nobody care for me? When there's no love to hold my love, why is my heart so frail? Like a ship without a sail. Out on the ocean, sailors can use a chart. I'm on the ocean, guided by just a lonely heart. Still alone, still at sea. Still there's no one to care for me. When there's no hand to hold my hand, Life is a loveless tale for a ship without a sail.
That's a beautiful song.
I like it.
Rebecca Kilgore, you have managed to find a few really obscure, I think they're obscure anyways, Richard Rodgers songs. You want to introduce the next song for us?
Yeah, it's really been fun finding these songs that were unknown to me. They were in Hollywood for 2.5 years and wrote this song for a movie called Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, which is about a homeless man who lives in Central Park and leads a community of down and outers. It was sung by Al Jolson, and it's called I Gotta Get Back to New York, and I'm wondering if it was partly autobiographical, a wish that they were feeling at the time.
Way up north, the sun'll always shine. That lovely Hudson Tunnel is my Mason-Dixon line. Where the tempo races, let me be. Those great wide open spaces are places that smother me. If I'm in Miami, Budapest, or Rome, I'll always shout, okay, New York, the prodigal goes home. I'll climb up that Woolworth and kiss every floor. The subway makes music for me with a roar. I'm dying to feel that I'm living once more. I've gotta get back to New York. There's only one statue, I know you'll agree. That dame with the torch looking over the sea. The smell of the Bronx here is perfume to me. I've gotta get back to New York. Train, keep on going, train. I'm riding home again. Feet, keep on stepping feet. Say retreat. New York is New York, and that's all you can say. It gets in your blood, and it's in there to stay. I'm one of 6 million who can't keep away. I've gotta get back to New York.
We're listening back to our Richard Rodgers Centennial Tribute featuring Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our tribute to Richard Rodgers, featuring singer Rebecca Kilgore and pianist, singer, and songwriter Dave Frischberg.
Becky, you've put together a medley of songs, or a medley of song, might be a better way of describing it. And this is actually a great portrait of a song and how the character of a song can change when the lyric to the melody changes.
Absolutely. This is the same melody that was given three lives by three different sets of lyrics. The first is from a movie called Hollywood Party. It was sung by Jean Harlow, but later deleted. It's called Prayer.
Oh, Lord, if you ain't busy up there, I ask for help with a prayer. So please don't give me the air. Oh, hear me, Lord. I'm a cigarbo in person with Gable while they're rehearsing, while some director is cursing. Please let me open up my eyes at 7 and find I'm looking through the Golden Gate and walking right into my movie heaven, while some executives tell me I'll be great. Oh, Lord, I know how friendly you are. If I'm not
not going too far. Be nice and make me a star.
Well, then it was turned into a torch song in a movie called Manhattan Melodrama. It was sung by Shirley Ross in a nightclub scene. It's called The Bad in Every Man.
Oh, Lord, what is the matter with me? I'm just permitted to see the bad in every man. But then I always discover the bad in every man. They like to tell you that they love you only, and you believe it though you know you're wrong. A little hall room can be awfully lonely, and a night can be so very long. And overlook if I can the bad in every man.
And the song's final lifetime is the one that we all know and love so well. And it was not in any movie or a show. It was just a standalone hit, a runaway hit.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon.
When we're lucky enough to get you both together, Dave Frischberg and Becky Kilgore, for a Fresh Air concert, we insist that you do a duet. So you did a duet on Manhattan. One was not enough. Would you do another duet for us?
Good. This was sung by Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted. You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted. Worrying is through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored. You don't know how much I'm bored. The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again.
The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled out fur of Cat and Cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie, I wish I were in love again.
When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels, I wish I were in love again.
No more care, no despair, I'm all there now, but I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again.
I Wish I Were in Love Again, written by Rodgers and Hart for the 1937 musical Babes in Arms. It was performed by Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg. This was an excerpt of our Richard Rodgers Centennial Tribute. It was recorded last spring at the NOLA Recording Studios in Manhattan by engineer Jim Zack with Bill Moss. Rebecca Kilgore and Dave Frischberg's latest album of duets is called The Starlit Hour. Here's You're Nearer, another Rodgers and Hart song from their concert. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
You're nearer than my head is to my pillow. Nearer than the wind is to the willow. Than the rain is to the earth below. Precious as the sun to the things that grow. You're nearer than the ivy to the wall is. The winter to the follies leave me, but when you're away, you'll know you're nearer.
Major funding for Fresh Air is provided by Barnes & Noble Booksellers and the Discover Great New Writers Program, which features the literary voices of tomorrow today. Information available at Barnes & Noble stores and on the web at www.bn.com. From the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced, and by Delta Trade Paperbacks, a division of Random House, publisher of Niagara Falls All Over Again by Elizabeth McCracken, author of A Giant's House. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Coming up, Jeff Tweedy, the founder of Wilco, performs an original song and a Woody Guthrie song. And singer-songwriter and guitarist Richard Thompson plays a Britney Spears cover and one of his most popular originals as our encore week continues.
Well, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love with the drummer. She fell in love. Shiny, shiny pants and bleached blonde hair. A double kick drum by the river in the summer. She fell in love with the drummer. Another than another. She fell in love. I miss the innocence I've known. Playing Kiss covers. My body and move myself to dance in the warm liquid flowing glowing glass. Classical music blasting, mass ringing in my ears. Oh, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. It's Encore Week, featuring our favorite music interviews from the past year. We're featuring in-studio performances today. Jeff Tweedy has been described as an icon of alternative music. He's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist who first became known as a member of Uncle Tupelo, a country punk trio he founded with Jay Farrar. After the band's 1994 breakup, Farrar founded the band Sun Volt, and Tweedy founded the band Wilco. Wilco draws on all kinds of pop influences. They've even made a couple of albums with Billy Bragg, on which they set to music Woody Guthrie lyrics that had never been recorded. Jeff Tweedy visited our studio last spring after the release of Wilco's CD Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, which has ended up on many critics' 10 best lists. You've brought your guitar with you. Can I ask you to do a song that's featured on the new CD?
Yeah, I can do a song called I'm the Man Who Loves You.
All I could see is black and white and white and pink with blades of blue that lay between the words I think on a page. I was meaning to send you. You couldn't tell if it'd bring my heart the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. But if I could, you know I would just hold your hand if you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. All I could be is a busy sea of spinning wheels and hands that feel for stones to throw and feet that run, but come back home and make no difference ever known. Make no difference ever known to me. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand if you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. Black and white and pink, the blades of blue that lay between the words I think on a page. I was meaning to send it. You couldn't tell if you bring my heart the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. But if I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you.
Good song. When did you get your first guitar and actually start playing and start trying to like learn licks that you'd heard on records that you liked?
I got my first guitar when I was 6 or 7.
How'd you get it so young?
That's all I really ever wanted. And when I got it, I was very disappointed that it was so hard to play. And I took a few lessons, and I just remember the lessons being very hot in these upstairs rooms in these old buildings and the radiators hissing and just sweating. And I never went back more than twice, I don't think. And I threw my guitar in the closet and told everybody that I knew how to play guitar for probably the rest of my grade school days, and I hurt my leg really bad in a bike accident between junior high school and high school, and I figured I would take the time to learn how to play the guitar before somebody actually asked me to, because I told everybody I knew how to play the guitar.
And did you teach yourself?
Yeah, I did. I taught myself. I had a book of chords and Ramones records. It wasn't too hard from that from there.
Now, you've done a couple of albums with Wilco and Billy Bragg of Woody Guthrie lyrics, taking Woody Guthrie lyrics that he had never set to music and setting them to music yourself. How did that project get started?
I'm pretty sure it started, the Mermaid Avenue records started with Nora, Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora Guthrie. She contacted Billy, or Billy contacted her, I'm not so sure that Wilco was the first band considered to be the band to back up Billy Bragg on this record. When we were contacted about it, that's kind of how it was presented, as being basically being the session band on these records, which was a nice offer, not quite as appealing as when a few months later they suggested that we write some songs and participate in the selection process and being given an opportunity to go through the archives as well. Then it became like a no-brainer. It was like just something fascinating to do. Even if I'd never heard of Woody Guthrie, I would find that a fascinating project to go through thousands and thousands of lyrics that someone left behind.
Well, why don't you choose one of the songs you did write music for? Choose one of the lyrics you did set to music. Tell us why you chose this and sing the song.
Okay, I think I'll give it a shot. It's a song called Hesitating Beauty. I think that what drew me to it was that it was a love song, a very unabashed love song from someone who's more known for being just a left-leaning hobo. So...
your sparkling cocky smile, I've walked a million miles, begging you to come wed me in the spring. Why do you, my dear, delay? What makes you laugh and turn away? Your hesitating beauty, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. You know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. You'd quit your hesitating, Norley. We could build a house and home where the flowers come to bloom. Around our yard, I'll nail a fence so high. Those boys with peeping eyes cannot see that angel face, my hesitating beauty, Norley. I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. You know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. You quit your hesitating, Norley. Across the grasses of our land, I'll kiss you for each leaf on every tree. We could bring our kids to play where the dry leaves blow today, if you'd quit your hesitating, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. You know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. You quit your hesitating, Norley.
That's Jeff Tweedy playing a song that Woody Guthrie wrote the lyric for. Jeff Tweedy wrote the music. You're married and you have two children. Has your life as a musician, and a musician who's often on the road, been changed by having a family?
Yeah. I'm really extremely into having two boys around the house to remind me how joyous and wonderful and fun it is to make stuff up. And I think that's the main thing I would say has influenced me in what I do for a living, and being able to just make music for a living, having a constant reminder that I'm just making stuff up is wonderful to have around.
Well, Jeff Tweedy, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Jeff Tweedy recorded in our studio last spring. Wilco's latest CD is called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Tweedy is featured on two collaborative CDs coming out in the next couple of months with the bands Loose Fur and the Minus Five. Coming up, a performance by singer-songwriter and guitarist Richard Thompson. This is Fresh Air. On this edition of Encore Week, we're featuring some of our favorite in-studio performances from the past year. Songwriter, singer, and guitarist Richard Thompson came to our studio in August. In the late 60s, Thompson was a founding member of the British folk rock group the Fairport Convention, one of the first bands to create a hybrid of rock and traditional music from the British Isles. He's continued in that direction with his original music. Thompson now lives in California. He conceived a show at the end of the millennium called A Thousand Years of Pop Music, in which he played his interpretations of some very old songs as well as some covers of jazz and pop hits. Since September 11th, he's made several changes to the show.
This year, I devoted a segment of that show to songs that I thought were, if not flag-wavingly patriotic, at least had a strong sense of national identity, American national identity. And either that or they were spiritually uplifting. That just seemed appropriate at the time. And I think the audience appreciated that as well.
Could you do one of those songs of national identity, as you described?
This is a song. It started life as a sea shanty. It was a work song on the old square-rigged sailing ships. Probably sung in the American Merchant Fleet, American Navy. But it's such a good song. It has such kind of an open-ended spacious feel to it that it's become a very well-known folk song, and it mentions a river in Iowa, which is a tributary of the Missouri, called the Shenandoah. People in Virginia have a Shenandoah River as well, and they teach school kids in Virginia to sing this song, but it's actually the wrong river. I did very painstaking research on this, so here we go. And originally, this would have been a call and response song, a work song. One person would have sung the first line, and everybody else would have sung the next line. So you can all sing along at home.
We'll pretend I'm not here.
Okay. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Oh, where I must away, across the wide Missouri. And Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Oh, you're rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter. Oh, I must away. across the wet Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I took a notion. Oh,
Richard Thompson. Nowadays, when people want to illustrate how bad certain pop music is, they will use as an example, Oops, I Did It Again, the big hit by Britney Spears.
Would they do that, really? Well,
yeah,
that's a shame.
You have taken that song and you're doing it in your show. Obviously, there's something that you really like about the song or the record.
Well, I think it's a good song. I think it's somewhat in the Swedish pop tradition. As far as I know, the songs are written and recorded in Sweden, and then they get flown over to the States, and Britney puts the voice on, and then they fly them back and produce them, and the results are mega, you know. I kind of like Swedish pop music, you know, the Cardigans and ABBA and what have you, you know. And I think it's kind of a good song, and it's quite witty in its own way.
Well, why don't you do it for us?
Okay. I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. It might seem like a crush, but that doesn't mean that I'm serious. But to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. My problem is this, I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes truly exist. I cry watching the days, you see I'm a fool in so many ways. But to lose all my senses, that's just so typically me. Baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
That's good.
It's not so bad, is it?
Yeah, that's very good. So what made you think about doing the song?
I'd love to say it was my idea. It wasn't. It was suggested by a friend of mine, you know, who kind of sat me down and said, you know, said, yeah, right, okay, you got to listen to this. You know, here's the video. You know, check this out. You know, so I didn't get all the dance moves down, but musically, I got a bit of a grasp of it, I think.
My guest is Richard Thompson. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. It's Encore Week on Fresh Air. Let's get back to Richard Thompson's performance recorded in our studio last summer. Listening to folk music for you seems to have led you in very dark directions through your songwriting career. I mean, one of the things you've really picked up on, I think, is like the strain of murder ballads and heartbreak and disillusionment in the history of folk music.
Well, I think you've hit on the real fun of folk music.
No, because some people think
just the
of
good
folk
stuff.
Music as,
yeah.
as being more...
it's just the happy stuff.
Yeah, that's right. As being more positive. And
well, I think it is positive. You know, traditional music is dance music and it's uplifting music, but it's also sad, and sometimes the sad music is the sweetest. It's the most beautiful. And also, it was really the newspaper, you know, before people really could read that well. The ballad was how you heard about this murder or that murder or this battle and that victory and, this political crisis, you know, this politician who needed lampooning. It was really spreading the news. And a lot of it is pretty dark.
One of your songs that goes through my mind sometimes when I'm thinking a lot about risk or fear or things like that, and I'm sure this isn't really what you were thinking of when you wrote it, is Wall of Death,
mm-hmm.
which...
I was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of those songs that's a kind of memo to self. it's to remind me to not be complacent. It's to remind me to take risks and live on the edge, which, of course, I never do. But at least when I sing it, I'm reminding myself that that's what I should be doing. But I think that, you know, the real Wall of Death was a bowl-shaped thing that a motorcycle daredevil would cycle around faster and faster until he was horizontal. A friend of mine used to do it, in fact, which is another inspiration for the song.
Could you just do some of that for us?
I
it's such
that.
A great
I
song.
Could do all of it if you want.
Oh, sure.
I could do it backwards. Ride on the wall of death one more time. Let me ride on the wall of death one more time. You can waste your time on the other rides. This is the nearest to being alive. Oh, let me take my chances on the wall of death. Can go with the crazy people in the crooked house. You can fly away on the rocket, a spin in the mouse. The tunnel of love might amuse you, and Noah's Ark might confuse you, but let me take my chances on the wall of death. The wall of death, all the world is far from me. On the wall of death, it's the nearest to being free. Oh, you're going nowhere when you ride on the carousel.
may be a strong, but what's the good of ringing a bell? The switchback will make you crazy. Beware of the bearded lady. Oh, let me take my chances on the wall of death.
Richard Thompson, thank you so much for performing for us. It was terrific. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Richard Thompson recorded in our studio last August. He intends to release a CD of songs from his show, A Thousand Years of Pop Music. You can watch his website for more on that. Fresh Air's executive producer is Jenny Miller. Our senior producer this week is Roberta Sharrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, Ian Chilov, Jessica Chu, and Megan Howell. I'm Terry Gross. All of us at Fresh Air wish you a happy and healthy new year.
And transcripts of Fresh Air are available at 1-877-213-7374 or on the internet at www.burrells.com. Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
On the next Fresh Air, our encore week concludes with one of the biggest hit makers of the 70s, Barry Manilow, and one of pop's true eccentrics, singer, songwriter, and musician Tom Waits. I'm Terry Gross. Join us New Year's Day for Fresh Air.